What's up, everyone? Danny Support Talk back with another episode. Today I'm joined with A-Rod.
What's going on, guys?
And today we have a new guest, someone that hasn't been on yet, and it's my good old pal, Brian Kelly.
What's good, everybody? How we doing? How we doing today?
Now, this... Thanks.
Sorry.
This is a group I've hung out with since, what, middle school?
Yeah, I think...
Middle school, right?
Back to, like, 6th, 7th grade.
6th or 7th grade, right?
Yeah, going back and forth on what's the best baseball team, everything. A lot of heated rivalry here in this, just in one room.
Even just playing.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball Cowards.
Very competitive, even growing up.
Yeah. So this is going to be a great episode with all of us back again. So today we're going to talk about, like, mostly top three, NFL, NBA, and MLB. And... I think we're going to start off with the NFL.
Sounds good.
We're going to talk about the three teams and why, and we're going to predict records and possible stars for them.
Okay. Sounds good.
Brian, you want to go off first?
Yeah.
All right, bet.
For those that don't know, I'm unfortunately a Jets fan. It's pretty tough. But we're going off a good offseason. I'm really happy with all of our moves. Optimistically, if I'm being honest, like, I'm hoping for like 6-11, nothing crazy. Zach Wilson put on some meat, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he got some beef on
him. I saw that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
And you guys had a good draft.
Dude, we killed it.
You had a good ass draft.
Absolutely killed it. We got Sauce, we got Garrett Wilson, and we got Jermaine Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
All in the first round. So I'm really excited about that. And then we even got a running back, Breece Hall from Iowa State.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he absolutely... Dude's a unit. He's going to be insane. Really good backup to Michael Carter. So, I'm excited. So,
yeah. Who do you think is going to be your top star out of those four?
Those four?
Wilson, Sauce, Garrett, and the running back you just named.
I got Sauce.
Really?
I think so too. He's coming off very hot since Cincinnati had an absolute killer season. What were they, mm-hmm. like 14-1? Mm-hmm. 13-1?
Yeah.
I mean, they got their ass kicked by Alabama, but I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, it's Alabama.
Yeah, exactly. You can't do much about that.
No.
But I think he's got confidence. He's also got Breece Hall on the other side to help him out. And hopefully the two of them on the defensive end make some extra stops. Hopefully they'll come down critically, win a couple extra games, and go from there.
I think your Patriots are going to have a problem, A-Rod, with the Jets this year.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, we're already in a tough division. Like I'd say in the upcoming years. I'm pretty surprised by your take on 6-11.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think...
Well, higher or lower?
Did they add an extra week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so...
Yeah. It's 18 weeks now.
18? I'm not surprised if Jets go... At least 9-8.
Really?
That bye week.
Okay.
9-8 could.
I don't think that's bad.
That would land you guys a playoff spot. You know, if
I hope it depends on Miami.
Yeah,
depends on Miami. Depends on how Miami goes.
Let's see how that plays out. But you know, the emerging Miami. You know, we still have Buffalo, who's probably going to be number one for the next upcoming years.
Definitely.
Did you hear what Hill said about Patrick and Tua?
I did not. What did he say?
He said if he had to pick one, it'd be Tua because Tua is more accurate. He said Tua is more accurate than Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, so if I had to put my basically like analysis of basically seeing Patrick Mahomes play in big games, a lot of the times his receivers do save him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking away from Patrick Mahomes, you know, physical ability.
I totally agree with you.
The man's making sidearm throws. You know, he's an athlete mm-hmm. at the end of the day. But at the same time, you know, like, facing the Chiefs, what, two out of the 4 years that Brady was there, his last couple of years, two out of the 4 years we're facing the Chiefs in the AFC mm-hmm. Championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of those calls, a lot of those bang-bang plays, if you don't have receivers to make that, to have that ability around there, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is that prominent of a QB in the NFL. And I said this before, is
mm-hmm.
you know, Patrick Mahomes is spoiled.
He
came into an organization, one of the best coaches, Andy
mm-hmm.
Reid. He has a deep threat with, well, had a deep threat with, I
but they are
Kelsey,
saying,
Tyreek,
yeah,
he had
they are Watkins. They are saying that, that's what I'm saying. They are saying that the Chiefs wide receiver room got deeper.
I'll agree with that. They got, I got think Hollywood they, Brown, right?
I think they have more. No. I think they have more room to grow.
Hollywood Brown went to the Cardinals.
Cardinals, okay.
I think they have more room to grow because it's got, like, you have Tyreek and Kelsey. That's your one and two actually, right there.
I know Juju's and on it. I know Juju Smith-Schuster's sign there. I know they have Hardman still.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pringle too.
I think they got somebody else too.
I'm gonna sound so stupid, but I did not know Juju signed with the Chiefs.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He got a pretty decent deal too.
That is fucking wild.
Yeah. Oh, they also got Marquise Valdez Scantling from the Green Packers.
Ball. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I saw that, but I did not know Schuster went to.
Yeah.
So the Steelers didn't give him.
Yeah,
that contract.
You got the TikTok family right there.
They still got Josh Gordon too.
Oh.
I didn't even know.
He's still elite. He could be an elite water.
If they play him, yeah. They haven't played him like they have been.
No, definitely.
Yeah, they got a pretty solid.
But yeah, like I said, AFC has turned out to be, you know, a very, very good conference. Like, as in whole, I'm not just talking about, you know, the conference, what is that, North, AFC North with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not only talking about the AFC North, you know, Dolphins have been shit for a while now.
Yep.
They're emerging. You know, the Jets coming off this draft pick, these draft picks that they just got. You know, the AFC is going to be very competitive. As of other years, it's only been Brady.
Yeah, it's
Josh Brady Allen is emerging as the next Brady of AFC.
Do you think Brady's going to have a good year without Gronk?
I mean, it's tough. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's
Gronk's
tough,
so. Gronk just Gronk, retired.
Gronk is just...
I know.
Gronk is just a menace on the field.
I know.
And to have him as a, you know, as that.
Yeah. I don't know.
As
I don't
an
know.
Asset, it sucks. Don't get me wrong, because that duo is just insane. I think that's the best QB tight end duo.
It is, for sure. 100%.
Of all time. But,
I think the coming up duo is Lamar and Mark Andrews.
I honestly think so, too, because I remember I saw this stat. I think Lamar threw it to Andrews 41%.
Yeah, he got a lot of targets last 41% season.
41% of the season. Mm-hmm. Just crazy.
He got a lot of targets last season.
And luckily, he even returned to training camp, so that was a blessing in itself.
Yeah.
But, you know, you need to give him threats as well, because defenses are going to pick up on that. If you take that deep threat away, you're going to look for, you know, short passes, slant routes. And that's what basically your slot receivers and your tight ends are doing out there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So if you could take Mark Andrews out of the picture of Lamar, it's gonna be tough for Lamar. You know, he's a mobile quarterback, but
he lost Brown too.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. That too. So if he's out here running every play, it's gonna be tough for him. So did they sign anyone?
They picked up a wide receiver in the draft.
Yeah.
So that's why they kind of compensated, because they knew Hollywood Brown was going to be a large contract.
Yeah.
So I felt like they just got rid of him just to save some cap for Lamar, because I think he's coming off his last year.
He's in his final contract of his rookie contract. And he's still reporting to camps and stuff, but people are saying that he shouldn't report because of his contract situation. But, I mean, it kind of shows he wants to be there. So,
I mean, don't get me wrong, because honestly, you know, I would be looking for an extension too.
Oh yeah, I would be too. But
I've given everything to that organization. I'm in top five QB in the league.
Yeah,
arguably.
I mean, kind of the same situation for me. But like, I feel like if that's my sport, I want to go no matter what.
Yeah,
and I don't want to like skip out on a year and not play a full year just because my contract's up.
Yeah,
like I can't do that.
And anyways, exactly. And anyways, if he does good this season, which I don't think they're gonna, you know. They're a Super Bowl threat.
Like, look at Dak. He played on two franchise tags, and then he finally got signed.
Yeah. So.
But I will say, I think the Ravens division, I know I'm getting off topic, but I will say the Ravens, their division is kind of open right now with kind of what's been going on with the Browns.
Yeah.
Steelers are just hoping to have probably a 9-8 season.
The Baker's
Baker's still on the Browns.
Baker's still in the Browns.
They haven't dropped them yet.
What do you think happens with that? I've heard a lot of things about the Seahawks. That would be...
I don't know. That's a tough decision.
I don't think there's any other people on Seattle that would help Baker. Like, I don't... The only person that I could think of is DK.
DK and Lockett, but like,
I think Lockett's out of his
prime. Really?
Definitely out of his
prime. I think he still had a good season last year, even though he was.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though Russell was out for half the freaking year,
definitely
for sure.
Definitely had a good season, but you know, coming off, that's a downgrade to me. You know what I'm saying? Coming from Russell Wilson and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Lockett sees, if he sees that many receptions, I don't think it's honestly going to be that good.
The only problem with that division is probably the Bengals.
I honestly don't think the Bengals do good.
I think they'll be decent. I don't think they'll be anything crazy like they were.
Yeah.
Maybe like 17-game season, 11-6.
Yeah.
They'll have a few like contested losses.
I don't think they're going to like fall out again.
Yeah, I don't think. I think they're pretty – I think they're a 9-8 team at most. That's what I think.
That's fair. Oh, that's fair. I mean, they did lose a couple guys. I know the Jets picked up their tight end.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty good. TJ Azuka or something.
Yeah,
like
something
that.
Like that.
I'm getting off topic here, but there's a lot of buzz going around in the league and the NFL, basically saying about adding another bye week for teams.
I mean,
what do you guys think about that? Just to elongate the NFL segment here, because there's not really much to talk about, but.
I feel
like it's good for, you know, television numbers.
For sure.
ABC, CBS, you know what I'm saying?
It's
good for those numbers.
It could
Fox.
Be.
Yeah.
But, like, the reason why I see them doing that is because last year, teams had bye week on week 3, and then they had to play the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's
so fair. That's, like, what? Like, 8-9 games.
That's, like, 14 straight weeks
14
of playing.
14 straight weeks of playing.
And also, since, like, the NFL's been generating, like, crazy revenue, now the players are going to want more money.
Exactly.
Because it's a longer season now. So I think it's certainly an option. Certainly an option.
I mean, hopefully there's not an NFL lockout. That was pretty treacherous, bro. I thought we really, really weren't going to see baseball this year.
Yeah,
but
same.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
All right, what do you guys think about the Giants?
Maybe, like, 4 wins at most.
You don't think I forget his name.
Daniel Jones.
No, they drafted him.
Oh, their new lineman or whatever.
I honestly think you give Saquon a good offensive line, moves the puzzles.
That's fair.
It is.
It's good for him because I feel like the only reason, honestly, other than injuries, is not really having any receivers or basically like any deep threat, not deep threats, but passing threats. It's like most of that defense, I'd say like 70, maybe 60% of the defense, strategies are against to stop Saquon. Because Saquon, when he's healthy, he's a freaking beast, exactly what he said. But you know what I'm saying? It's just like, the fact is, when you don't have that many threats on your team, it's just, like, easier to pinpoint and really weaken everything that you have. So, Saquon stays healthy.
Because their problem is their receivers. Like, Sterling Shepard cannot stay healthy for, like, 2 weeks in a row. It's bad.
Yeah.
Kenny Galladay, I mean, shitty contract, so, like, he has to play that out, but, like, they should never sign him to that money.
Fair. Plus, they just lost their tight end.
Evan Ingram. He went to the Jaguars.
Yep.
I mean, he made his plays, but I don't think he's really a big loss to them.
Yeah. I'm hearing trade reports that some people are going to try and get Saquon, which I wouldn't blame the Giants, because if he's healthy and he's competing
either.
And they trade him at that time, they can get a crazy freaking deal for him.
I mean, shit, look what they did with fucking Odell when they signed him that contract and then traded him, like, a couple weeks later.
That's fair.
Like,
that really didn't make sense for me.
That didn't make sense either. You signed this big contract, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, we're going to trade you to Browns. Have fun.
No, that's true.
I know he's making money on league minimum.
I know, hot topic. I think he would have won the Super Bowl MVP if Cooper didn't get hurt. I mean, if he didn't get hurt. If he didn't tear his ACL again, I think Odell would have won that MVP with shining colors.
Yeah, because I want to say he had, like, a couple good, like, receptions and catches before he tore it, which is, which,
well,
I don't blame
him. First touchdown was his.
That's right.
First touchdown was his.
That's right.
And then he caught the slant, and then he had a couple more catches out of that, but, like, once he caught that slant, he went right down, and then he tore his knee.
But I think they got a good pick from the offensive line from Oregon, mm-hmm. Kayvon.
But yeah. I don't think John's going to go anywhere this year.
I don't think so either.
I think they're still in a real rebuild year.
Yeah, definitely. They've been rebuilding for ages now.
Ever since Manning retired.
Yeah.
Ever since that happened.
It's been a poverty franchise ever since. But hey, shout out to my Giants fans. You guys are very strong people.
Struggling.
Because I would have just stopped watching football at that point.
I mean, it's not even that. Giants fans just think, like, they're kind of like Dallas Cowboys fans. They just think they got to win every single year. Every year, we're winning.
That's like
and then
me,
it just blows.
Yeah. That's like me with the Red Sox. But,
well, I mean, they had a decent offseason. Last winter. And not this offseason, but the past one. Like, okay. They got, like, a good, like, signings and things like that, but they just couldn't put it together. Yeah. It was tough.
I think the NFC East is open.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I think with...
Even coming from Eagles fan, I still think it's wide open.
Yeah, it's like a lot of teams really, like, not really got worse, but I feel like every team is just, like, not... I don't want to say subpar, because that's, you know, there's obviously bomb squad teams. Like, the Raiders. I think the Raiders are going to be absolutely good. Disgusting.
Yeah, they're going to be a bomb squad.
Yeah, like, Derek Carr finally has his wide receivers to throw to.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and he's got a running game, and he's got a line. Yeah.
So, he's going to do good. You know, there's teams like the Broncos that I think are going to do good as well with the veteran leadership with Russell Wilson. It's pretty good that I don't think that wide receiver that got into some legal trouble.
Jerry Judy.
He's fine. He's fine. I don't think there's
gonna cops be said there was like no evidence against him whatsoever. Yeah, so, and I don't think it was him either.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I was looking at the case, but that's an upside. You know, that's something positive the Broncos could take out of it.
They got lucky compared to what happened to that
Calvin Ridley from the Falcons.
Him suspended one year
for what was that, gambling?
Gambling on his own fucking team. Stupid. On his own team he got suspended for.
And then
was it like $300?
Yeah.
It
was like $150.
$150?
Yeah. That was it. And he got suspended for a whole year for it.
What was his account name? Not Calvin Ridley?
Not Calvin Ridley.
I don't know, but like they said they suspended him because supposedly it was like he had inside information.
I mean, you play for the fucking team.
Yeah.
If I bet that Calvin Ridley is gonna have 0 yards this game because I'm not playing and the coach fucking told me I'm not playing.
Exactly.
Fuck it, I put money on it too.
Exactly.
So, help some people out.
Exactly.
So, NFC is definitely. It's gonna be. I honestly think a lot of teams are gonna surprise us that we're really not gonna. We really don't see as threats.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you guys, but I did not see the Bengals going that far.
No.
I'm sorry to say. Not like last year. No.
I thought they were gonna lose to the Chiefs.
I didn't.
What?
Really? I didn't.
I mean, they won by a field goal.
I didn't.
There's no way you didn't see that going.
No, I knew the Bengals were going to win that.
But I will say, I was so happy when the Chiefs lost because at that time, I felt like the Chiefs were just hyped up like crazy, and they just weren't
performing. Not even that. I just didn't want to see them in the Super Bowl.
That is also true.
I didn't want to see them again.
That is also true.
Like, the Bills should have beat them. Fucking lost a coin toss.
We talked about that, right?
Who the fuck calls tails?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Literally the next day, everyone's like, you never call tails. It's always heads. Who the fuck calls tails? So, like...
Smart move.
Like, when they had a golfing tournament with, like, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick, and Josh Allen.
Face off.
Yeah. And they were like, Patrick, what's Josh, what's his most fear? And he goes, coin toss. Alex just, like, stares at him, like, dead in the eyes.
Tom Brady was throwing shots.
Yeah, he was.
He was getting into it.
He was. Like, did you see his golf balls he had?
Yeah.
He goes to Josh and he's like, you ever seen one of these? And it had the Lombardi trophy right on it. He's just like, bro.
He said, no shot. I remember him telling Patrick Mahomes, he's like, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, he's been in big games, or he's won a lot of games. He just hasn't won the important ones.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't talk shit to the GOAT.
Even last year when it was just him and Rodgers, I think, he was throwing shots at Rodgers. Yeah. He was like, you know, Rodgers is the leader of Green Bay Packers, or I think he is. I'm not sure. I was like, true. Damn, bro.
Last season, the standpoint, I was like, who knew where Rodgers exactly. was going to go?
I was like, bro, what the fuck?
But yeah, I'm excited.
But since we're talking about the Bills, I think the Bills are Super Bowl contenders.
Oh, yeah,
if they put it together this year, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
I think they will, too. They had a really good offseason. They picked up Vaughn for a pretty decent contract. Yeah. I think he'll perform pretty well. And they also picked up... Who was their backup that they picked up?
Josh Allen.
Kid from Chicago Bears.
Trubisky.
Shout out to all my Chicago Bears fans back at school.
He might get the starting job with Steelers. If he beats him out.
To beat Kenny Pickett?
Yeah. If he beats Kenny Pickett, he'll be the starter on the Steelers.
So he's not on the Bills anymore?
I don't think so.
No, he left. Because when he was with the Bills, he played like two games and he showed out for two games. So they gave him a.
You think the Matthew Stafford effect is gonna happen with him? No. You don't think so?
No.
I mean, I don't think a championship wise, but I think he could be on watch for a group.
I think he could.
Because it's like the poverty franchise, like the Bears, the Lions, Jaguars. It's like, what the fuck? Like Trevor Lawrence is probably like. His coach is probably going up to him like, yo, we need to do something. What the fuck do you want me to do? I just throw the ball, asshole. Give me some good targets. Get a new playbook, asshole.
We talked about this.
Go on Madden. How about that one?
We talked about this when, like, he was, like, getting signed by the Steelers. I don't know if you remember that. We talked about it. And, like, I said, like when he was on the Bears, he still did decent for his shitty-ass team.
Yeah, like, if you could keep your team... Maybe like one game, maybe two games at most below 500, or even.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And he went to the playoffs with them.
That's what I'm saying.
He went to the playoffs with the Bears.
So it's like.
But like it's kind of it's hard for him because you have Allen Robinson. Okay, you can lock up him. Who else is he gonna throw the fucking ball to?
Yeah, no worries. Tariq Cohen, he just freaking Mooney? Torn his knees. Yeah.
Mooney's not. He's skinny, but like he get the open, but like he's gotta catch the ball.
Yeah. And physicality is there too. So if you're just like a little stick running around, you're gonna get trapped. Exactly. Physicality is definitely it. Something
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
But I'm pretty excited. No?
Yeah, I think the NFL season gonna be good this year.
I think it'll be good. Definitely.
I keep saying that every podcast, but it's just like exciting to think definitely. About.
It's because something new. I mean, obviously something new happens every fucking season. But,
that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
But just like the biggest names, I'd say moved around.
Yeah, like
which is like exciting. Like it's just a good thing, just for the players, the fans, the whole NFL in general. It's a good thing.
Definitely. All
right, I think we're gonna switch it to baseball.
Baseball.
All
right. So we're going to talk about disappointing starts. Do you have a player?
I'll start.
Okay, you got
talking,
a player?
I was...
Oh, sorry, you bring up your boy, huh?
No, wait. Nah, it's not on my team, but like...
Oh. No, I was talking I mean so your boy much. About facing MLB.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, bro. Yes. I don't know if you listen to that podcast.
He said, honestly, he said his
you
face...
You talking about
Sip? No.
So his face of the MLB. He was a face of the MLB, and we had a debate. Me and him. I said Ohtani.
Okay.
He said Juan Soto.
Oh, I remember listening.
What do you think about that? Before we get into it, what do you think about that?
I think
the face of the league.
I still think it's got to be Trout, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, yeah.
It's like. You could have a good season. I'm not taking that away from Ohtani. Ohtani had a great season.
No, like that's what I mean. Like I just said, Ohtani because Trout was hurt.
Yeah,
like
no, that's fair.
For years to come, and this is why I say that. People really don't get it. People don't really understand how detrimental baseball can be to your body. You know what I'm saying? You're playing 162 games a year. You know,
yeah.
Most of those times you're on the road. You know, you're not 100% comfortable living in fucking hotels and shit like that. You know, your trainers are doing the best, you know, get you comfortable for the next game. You know, you have starting pitchers have 4 to 5 days or 3 to 5 days between starts.
Mm-hmm.
But what I told Danny was, if Shohei Ohtani keeps up, you know, the two-way player, pitching mm-hmm. and hitting, and essentially if he's going to be in the field as well,
mm-hmm.
If they let go of Joe Adell or Brandon Marsh or somebody to get, you know, get something in exchange because they're not looking too bright, that's going to endure his body to the absolute max.
Yeah.
So for him to have that much pressure on him, and the only reason why we say Mike Trout is the face of the MLB, is the guy's been hitting 300. You know what I'm consistently
mm-hmm.
for eight seasons.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing.
6 to 8 seasons. So it's like, to have that, and also injuries was messing him up, and he's still batting 300.
Yeah.
Less at bats, don't get me wrong, but the bats that he is getting, he's making it worthwhile. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
10 at bats, he's getting 3 hits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Minimal. Consistently. Bringing in ribeye steaks all day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like Juan Soto is more, you know, he's in left field.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't say he gets that much. He gets action, but I wouldn't say he gets that much action, honestly. Yeah. I honestly think he's in right field, if I'm not mistaken.
Isn't that where he used to play?
I think he is in right.
I think he is in right field. So yeah. Right field doesn't get that much action. I'm sorry, because most of the hitters in the league are lefty. I mean righty. But yeah, so I'd just say Juan Soto, almost won batting champ last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he lost to Trey Turner, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think it works out better for Juan Soto because he's just an absolute machine at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
A machine.
Once he gets but confidence, I mean, he can cook like crazy.
He's very disappointing this year. Like, if I had to pull up his, if I'm pulling up his stats right now, 53 hits on 248 at bats. He's batting 214. His WAR. Let's see what his WAR is. I don't think they have his WAR on here. No, I don't think your WAR comes out after the end of the season. But his OBP on base percentage is 36.35. So that's a wild decrease from the mm-hmm. year before.
Yeah.
And the season's not over. We're not even in an All-Star break yet. So we're like there's plenty of time. But like, as you know, as we're talking about right now, definitely I think he's the most disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since if we had to talk about his contract, this is his contract year because he declined the contract that the Nationals gave to him, and I don't blame him. I don't think it would be in his best interest to sign a big contract when he's only 23.
No.
You know what I mean?
Because I think, like, the commitment factor is just
one,
huge.
The commitment factor, and two, you never know what contract you get down the line.
Exactly.
Let's say the issue was with Wander Franco. I think Wander signed a 12-year, $300 million.
I think so, yeah.
If we really do the math on that,
that's like,
and I don't think he has, I don't think he has an opt-out until maybe, like, the seventh year, which is insane. He's going to be, like, 30 by then.
Yeah, he's committed 100%.
He's making $25 million a year for probably the rest of his career.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest contract he's going to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Soto obviously has proved to himself he could be the face of the MLB. He could be the best hitter in MLB. You know what I'm saying? So he, honestly, I think he's going to be the first person to get that $500 million contract. Or $600 million contract, because I think Trout got a $500 million contract.
I think he did too, yeah.
But yeah, for Juan Soto to break that barrier only at, what, 24 years old?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, and for him to have a season like this, it's kind of like, it's going to put teams on watch, because if the Nationals don't want to give it to him, any other team is going to give it to him.
Some other teams can just get in there and just
get in there, but I don't think, even after that, it's like, if you're coming off of four great seasons, right, and then you come contract year and you don't do that good, you really think you deserve, are you deserving of that $600 million contract? Because the same thing with Trevor Story is I said it. I think the Red Sox signed him for too much. Signed him for way too
much.
How
is he doing this year?
He's a streaky hitter. He'll be on for seven games.
He got hot recently.
Downgrade.
Yeah, he got hot recently.
Yeah, he did. He definitely stepped it up. And shout out, you know, my boy Yanello. He said if Trevor Story gets hot, you know, I think the ball rolls with the Red Sox.
Fair.
So it's just like, we have three hitters batting over 300. Xander, Rafi, and JD is making a fucking killing.
Of course.
I think JD's batting like 330.
He's been consistent all these years.
All these years. And I don't... But yeah, definitely the most disappointing player, I think I'd say, is Juan Soto this year for me. Fair. What do you think?
I definitely agree with that. Kind of get into my, are we going to explain, like, Juan Soto more? Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that your player, too?
Actually, no. So, I'm coming off a guy who just had a rookie season last year. Guess the division.
NL Central.
Wow.
Okay. Jonathan India?
Yes, sir.
I knew it.
Dude had a killer season last year. Yeah, let me pull up stats.
Did he win Rookie of the Year?
No, he did not. I think he came, like, at least top five.
Yeah, I know he
had. I want to say he was maybe, like, more like two or three.
Yeah. That was another one on my list. Him and Mitch Keller from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Fair. Yes, he had a good season, too. He did.
We're on the disappointment list.
And Jonathan India, let's see. He's coming off average-wise 269, on-base percentage 376. Not too bad. OPS 835. So not bad of a season. You know, now we're getting into a third of the way where the Cincinnati Nationals had absolute fire sale during the offseason. So I think that maybe plays a role in, but he's batting right now 254, on-base percentage 286, slugging percentage 343, and his OPS, which worries me, which is at
37.
630. That worries me the most.
OPS.
OPS. Apologies. Maybe I attribute that to the absolute cold start that they had during the very beginning.
They were
on a pace to go like 40 and like 122. Yeah. It was really bad.
It was bad.
It was really bad. So maybe that contributed to the average a little bit. But I think he's coming off a season where he can just get into the roots of things, play in second base, and kind of make a killing like he did last year.
Yeah.
And I think once he gets that confidence back, he's a different hitter. He's a different hitter. He reminds me a lot in terms of, like, determining, like, adversity and things like that, of course, because I'm a Mets fan. Reminds me of Pete Alonso a little bit.
Pete Alonso.
Yeah, because then went to University of Florida.
Yeah.
So I see that a little bit.
Just got to say, NY runs baseball right now.
Yeah, shut the hell up. The team sucks.
Yeah, all right, that's over 50.
All right, we'll see you in the playoffs, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see you in the
playoffs. It'll happen.
But just to go off what you said, honestly, he was definitely on my list. But, you know, coming off your rookie season and having a great year, I feel like the standpoint of last year and this year was kind of different. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, last season, you know, with the department, well, this season, but the department of Nicholas Castellanos,
yep.
I kind of felt like he had less pressure on himself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to produce.
Because, honestly, they looked to him to be the star, right?
Yep.
So, honestly, last year, it wasn't really that much pressure on him. And the reason why I shied away from kind of disappointment is, one, we're still, you know, early in the season and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, it's just his rookie year. I think he will overcome that adversity, definitely. Like you said, like, you're hitting all the points here, the cold start that the Reds have. Honestly, who wants to go up to bat and it's just like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking lose this game. Who gives a fuck? Like,
I think they got to like 18 like straight losses or something.
Yeah,
like
something like that. It was pretty bad. So it's just like, I honestly feel like Jonathan India is definitely gonna be on watch for
definitely
the thing. Another player I'm pretty fucking disappointed in is Bo Bichette.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much disappointed.
Okay.
But let's get into that after your take.
You wanna hear my player?
Yeah. Let me hear your player, big dog.
My player is Javier Baez.
Disappointing, but not surprised.
I'm not either.
Surprised. I'm sorry.
Well, like, I thought him going to Detroit would kind of change things around there, but
why do you think that?
He's just shitty.
Why do you think that?
Well, look at the seasons he's had before with the Cubs, and also with the Mets. He had a good season with the Mets.
He did okay, but he's just consistently bad, dude. I'm sorry.
He's a streaky hitter.
Yeah,
he's a streaky hitter.
But even like looking at his like stats, like through his career, like it's just below. Like I don't even know if he's gonna make it to where he is through the whole season anymore. Because usually his OPS is like 800 or something.
Yeah,
his OPS right now is 626.
I mean, we're still young in the season.
Yeah.
That's why we gotta keep the optimism.
His slugging is either 400 or 500. His slugging right now is 367.
Oof.
Wow. His OPS is usually above 300. It's at 259.
That's because he's a strikeout hitter. He just strikeouts.
And, like, he's batting 216. He only has... He has 6 home runs, 21 ribbies, and 3 stolen bases. What'd you do?
Nah, you keep going. I got to take after this, too. Yeah.
So, like, I knew him going to Detroit was kind of weird anyway. Mm-hmm. But, like, I thought, like, him just going there would, like, kind of show himself as a person saying, like, I'm here to make this team better. I'm going to show what I am as a leader. He has not shown
especially with all the rookies they got.
That's what I mean.
You know, you want him to get in there and be, like, that lead guy who just leads the clubhouse and things like that. And for him to do that in 216 with all these, like, disgusting rookies. And, like, I know, like, one of their pitchers just had Tommy. And
Casey Mize.
Yeah, kid's 30. And just to have just such a disappointing start is just not the best energy you want in a clubhouse who's trying to turn it around the next 3 to 4 years.
Honestly, I saw him going – to the Detroit Tigers as kind of like his pride got in the way.
His pride?
I honestly feel like Detroit was the only team, and other teams that obviously, I think one of the teams that was willing to give him the money was the
Well, that's what I mean. I think he wanted to prove to people he can be a leader.
But at the same time, it's like if you're going to an establishment, if you're going to a franchise like that, I think you have to see it through with your career.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is not a one-man team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a one-man sport, just like basketball is. You know what I'm saying? So, for you to go to the Tigers with basically...
Nothing.
Practically retired fucking...
Miguel Cabrera.
And nasty rookies like Spencer Torkelson. He's having a slow year. He's back.
Green just got called up.
180. Yeah. Hunter Green.
Shane
Green. No. Not Shane
Green. Riley Green.
Riley Green. A lot of greens. I feel like kind of his pride got in the way. As in, like, Detroit, you know, they wanted to take the chance. You know, they want to have another veteran spot there because, you know, Miggy is always going to be there. You know, he's going to retire there. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he was honestly worth the money that they gave him because it's Javi's one, a streaky hitter. Two, he wasn't even the best hitter on the fuck. He was the most exciting hitter on the Cubs, but he wasn't hitter on the Cubs.
No.
It was between Rizzo or Bryant.
Like, yeah, and then even like his base running.
Yeah,
like,
base he's running only and had, like his defensive antics.
Exactly. He's only had 3 fucking stolen bases.
Yeah, you're quick. But he's getting to that age where it's like, it's it's catching up to him. So for the Detroit Tigers to really throw their money on maybe like a flashy superstar, I don't see it. Like, I think they were better off maybe signing like... going heavy on like Nolan Arenado or something like that.
Yeah, or maybe like Chris Bryant.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody that's.
How the fuck is Chris Bryant doing? Make them think about him. Is he on a fucking?
I think he's been injured a little bit. Yeah, but I mean, like, you have his typical antics with him.
He's
like,
been in the outfield. They've been putting him in the outfield. He hasn't played third base. I don't think. Maybe like 3 games.
Which is weird because I think like.
I think it was a third baseman, but he's in the outfield.
Pieces around
exactly
for him to play where he's comfortable. Maybe he wanted to play.
Maybe you want to play in the outfield. That's what I'm saying. Because he's been playing most games in the outfield. Left field.
Yeah, left field. I know that. So maybe he wants to play there. But
I don't blame.
But
what's your other thing you had to bring up?
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised by this, but he fucking sucks. Is Ooh. Joey Gallo. How are you playing?
Yes.
How are you playing in Yankee Stadium? That's a.
I was gonna
my
give
high
Joey
school
Gallo.
Right field is fucking bigger than that.
I was gonna say Joey Gallo, but like I didn't want to be like that Yankee player who just hates other fucking players.
He's depressing to look at.
I know he is.
He's on like a seven. He's like on a 7-game no hit streak.
Bro, he sucks.
Dude, it's a shame.
He is terrible, and he's hard headed.
Yeah, he's
very
so hard headed.
It's like, bro, if they're playing the shift on you. Do what Freddie Freeman does.
Yeah.
Practice up the field. That's why Freddie Freeman will always be a good hitter.
Yeah, forever.
I don't even think they put shifts on Freddie Freeman anymore, to be honest. And if they do, it's not really...
It's not smart.
They either throw inside to him so he does roll over, because that's the only way you attack him, but that's where his strength is.
Exactly.
He pulls everything up the middle. Like he's one of the only lefty hitters that can really pull a ball. I mean, drive a ball to the middle of the field. So it's like... for somebody to ask you, like, yo, why don't you just change your approach at the field, at the plate, it's like, and you saying, like, oh, I don't want to change my approach, I think I'm good where I'm at, this and that, motherfucker, no, you're batting 180.
Yeah, you suck.
You're 180, you're trash, why did the Yankees
get you? How many more did you have? Like, six?
I think nine.
No, like I think nine? He's got double digits.
No, nah, really? I don't think so.
I think he was in single.
He has nine.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not in double digits yet.
Bro, that's a shame. Bro, treacherous.
And like,
treacherous.
And, like, it just shows because Yankee Stadium's, like, very friendly to lefties.
It is.
Like, and look at Anthony Rizzo. Look even back then at Robinson Cano.
Dude, see, but Anthony Rizzo is...
Anthony Rizzo.
He's to the fields hitter. He got me so mad when I went to the game three of the season opener with the Red Sox and Yankees. Bro, this motherfucker, it's either he fouls everything off, gets walked, or he gets on base, bro. Yeah. There's no in between.
That was the best person they signed this offseason.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, because Josh Donaldson, I don't think is doing that good.
He's all right. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
He's being Josh Donaldson.
Yeah. Getting suspended already.
Exactly. Yeah. Fucking having those shenanigans.
Racist. You want to go on to the next topic? Who do we want to see in the Home Run Derby? If you guys are done with that thing.
Yeah, I'm cool. So, like, of course I want my guy, Pete Alonso, to keep on going.
Polar bear.
To defend it again. Not the second time, but the third time. However, I think this year there's going to be some heavy hitters against them if they were to play.
Yeah.
So, like, definitely the guy we just mentioned, Anthony Rizzo. And then since it's in L.A., you know, you obviously got to have a Dodger boy from there. So I was thinking Jace Thompson, who the Dodgers just picked up from Detroit for cash option.
Okay.
I think that could be really good. I think he has, like, 17 home runs, which isn't bad at all. Considering the point that we're at.
Good.
Or maybe even their outfield,
Chris Taylor.
I can see him doing
definitely.
That.
Definitely. I kind of, like, went off the traditional route here.
Fair.
I have one player that I really want to see, and it's... I've played... The crazy thing is I've played with his card in MLB, so I've always known he was a good hitter, but O'Neill Cruz.
Okay.
O'Neill Cruz hit the fastest... pitch basically hit off the bat this season. Hardest thrown pitch from shortstop at like 90 something.
Oh, this is just from the other day, right? He threw like 97. Mm-hmm.
And the fastest like time to get to third on a triple or something like that. You know, going from the home run derby is just you're watching somebody fucking hit home runs. You're gonna see bombs, you're gonna see this. I honestly think you need to shy away from that traditional route and have like players that are electrifying to see.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think like Javi Baez would be good for that too. You know what I'm saying? Because flashy player. Every time he hits the ball, it's a fucking nuke.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Confidence.
O'Neill Cruz is definitely somebody on my list because not only, like, I don't see him. He's six. He's a 6'7 shortstop, the tallest shortstop, I think, this year, if I'm not mistaken, of all time, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, to have that much power and his swing is so detrimental, I think it's just good for the viewers because that's what the Home Run Derby is basically for.
How many people are riding the Home Run Derby again?
Usually eight.
It's eight, right?
Isn't it like four from the NL, four from the AL?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's how they usually do it.
12. Throw 6-6.
It very well could be
right. It's first round. It's two.
Finals. First round, second round, finals.
Oh, I thought it was first round. Second round, and then the top two go at it, and then okay. So yeah, it's probably four. It's probably eight. Yeah, most likely. But yeah, I want to see O'Neill Cruz.
I put Devers down.
Oh yeah,
I'd like
definitely
to see
gotta put my boy there. You know what I'm saying?
I like to see Jock Peterson.
I got him down too. Yeah,
I like think to he'd see Jock Peterson,
Mr. Pearl Neck,
Mr. Pearls.
I like his swag, bro.
I'm so jealous that the Giants signed him. He's such a good organization guy.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah, he has high energy.
I think CJ Cron could also make it.
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
He's on Colorado.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think even Paul Goldschmidt could make it.
Paul Goldschmidt, I would like to see.
I also got Jazz.
I would like Judge to come back.
Judge would be good.
I like Judge to come back.
I don't know about
I like Alvarez from Houston.
Yes.
You want to see Gallo?
No.
No?
He already quit once and he fucking shit the bed. But I like to see Buxton there.
Byron, really?
Yeah, I mean, he's top five home runs, right?
He's top five right now. Yeah. He's tied with Rizzo for home runs.
That's insane. He's literally a 5-2 player. That's crazy.
Yeah. Buxton is different.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Buxton is different.
I like to see.
And he's healthy, too. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. Because he's been all over the place.
Have you ever seen him with a shirt off? Holy shit. I don't know what. I need to get on these MLB workouts because these motherfuckers be looking like they oiled up from sweat. Jesus. I don't even sweat that much if people told me to run a mile. I don't know.
You guys saw the Aroldis Chapman offseason photo? Yeah. With his shoulder? It looks like the size of my freaking thigh, yeah. Dude.
That nigga sucks.
Shut up. He's hurt.
He's garbage.
He's hurt.
I think they're going to trade him.
I think they'll do. I think they will. Because Clay Holmes took over as closer. Yeah.
Clay Holmes, whoever the fuck, getting beat by the Red Sox.
And Michael King.
I mean, if they were him, I don't think they'd trade him because how many lefties do they have in their fucking bullpen?
I don't think they have that many.
Exactly. It's mostly all righties.
Yeah.
You need at least two lefties in there.
The only lefty I know is Nestor.
He's starting.
Yeah, I know. He's a starter.
He's not even relief.
But yeah. And
that, like, the only two I can think of is Chapman,
Nestor, and they have somebody. Wait, you guys? They used to have a left-handed
Lucas,
pitcher.
Whatever the fuck's name is.
What?
Lugte, something like that.
Giolito?
No. Lugte.
I don't know who the fuck.
Luigi.
That is.
I don't know. He's from New York, and like they talked about. It. I forget his fuck. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, okay. He sucks.
That's why I don't want to like.
Yeah, he sucks. He's garbage.
But that's why I don't think they should trade him because they don't have lefties. Yeah. They're all righties.
Fair. That's kind of like the Mets too. We have no lefties.
Who do you think is the most disappointing team this year? I know we're getting... You know, We had this talk, me and Danny. I think it was like the first 2 weeks into the season, and I said the Twins are fucking garbage bags.
Yeah, then he picked it up their second right now.
They're getting there. I think the trade that they did for Gary and what was the name?
Gio Urshela.
I think it's paying off now. Which is good.
I don't really know. I don't really see any team.
I know what I'm saying. The White Sox.
Yes, the White Sox. Bro. They're like 500.
The White Sox?
They're terrible.
They're third.
Garbage. They're one game behind 500.
Yeah, but they're garbage. Like, how are you so bad? The Guardians, for God's sake.
They're first. They're 36-29.
That's crazy. The Astros, this looks like...
Who's in that division? You got Chicago, you got the Guardians, you got Kansas City.
You got Detroit. Tigers.
Detroit, and who else?
The Twins.
Yeah, that's an open division right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess a little bit of Colorado. But, like, they're last, but, like, Reds suck. Chicago sucks.
Yeah, it's a pretty, like, this looks like a normal.
Surprising team this year? I'd have to say the fucking,
Phillies suck.
Yeah.
I didn't say the Phillies.
They're bad.
Oh, but the Phillies suck.
I didn't say Phillies.
Yeah, I know, but, like, the Phillies suck.
You didn't ask.
This is how it's said. Like, they're trash. They're garbage.
So Miami's Sox. Doing pretty good.
So the Red Sox
for right what now. 32-30? Yeah, they're
for what they were supposed to be.
Yeah,
their starting pitching is good. Yeah. Plus, Jazz has been killing it.
Yeah, I was gonna say Miami's surprising me.
Yeah, I think
Arizona's kind of surprised me too. I didn't think Arizona was gonna be that
good.
What's
their record?
32-39.
I think the Rockies are going to do better than them.
That's what I thought, too.
I didn't think they were going to be good.
I didn't think the Padres were going to be this good, either.
Yeah, I didn't think the Padres were going to be this good without Tatis.
They're starting to slow down, though.
And that's saying something without Tatis.
They just lost Machado, yeah.
That's saying something without Tatis.
Definitely.
Did an injury report come out for how long Machado's going to be out?
No, he's got, like, a high ankle sprain or some shit.
Damn. That's brutal.
Baltimore, obviously, nothing. Nothing new.
Just all prospects.
The Angels are a sad case. What do you guys think about that?
Before Angels?
Yeah. You know, you lose... What was I going to say? Mike Trout gets injured early in the season. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate, but not surprising.
Yeah.
Anthony Rendon goes down. Then your hottest hitter on the team, Tyler Ward, goes down. Yep. And Don't have that much great pitching, and Joe Maddon gets fired.
Yeah,
it's true.
Joe Maddon.
Did you hear about Joe Maddon? Did you hear what he did?
No.
I heard what he did.
Did you hear what he did?
Yeah, so I don't know if it's exactly what you're talking about, but he supposedly made a mohawk of himself, like on his head, and that same day he did it, he got fired.
Because he did it to, like, pump up his team.
Yeah. Boost morale.
And as soon as he got the haircut, they fired him. The team never saw that haircut.
I did hear that. Yeah, but it's unfortunate because it's like Joe Maddon was the coach for the Rays for some time. The Rays were a great team. They just couldn't put it together.
Rays.
Go to the Cubs. What was it? First season. Breaks the 108-year curse.
I think so, maybe.
Yeah. It was maybe like first, second. I know it was early in his tenure there.
He's just like one of the most like well-respected.
Exactly. He's just been around the game.
You know, he's done his time with all these organizations. And for him to just, like, be let go like that, I think it was just, like, certainly a culture shock.
Yeah, it's a shot in the face.
Because they were coming off a big offseason where they tried to bring in as much guys as possible to help. They got Syndergaard from the Mets. They got Michael Lorenzen from Cincinnati. And they got a few other pieces, and it's just not going their way.
And they have some emerging stars in Joe Adell, Brandon Marsh.
Yes.
You know, they just need to put those pieces together. And they were going quite well. They were number one in the AL West, so... And then you have a slump because your players are getting injured, and somewhat that's your coach's fault. It just doesn't make any sense. So for that to happen, and honestly, like you said, as well-respected Joe Maddon is for winning, breaking the curse, you know, having the Rays, you know, they were a pretty good team for a while, this and that. Not a great team, but they were a good team for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to Chicago, breaks the curse, and then now signs with the Angels. Gets a team together with the help of the GM and everything, and gets pieces for Shohei Ohtani, gets pieces for Mike Trout, and all of a sudden your players get injured, and that's your fault?
Yeah.
And it's just control. Like, exactly. And it's just like, it shows like how important a coach really is to the team, because one example is, look at Buck Showalter. I don't think the motherfucker saw more than 40 wins with the Orioles ever. You know what I'm saying? Comes to the Mets and just ripping shit, like, literally.
All right.
The best team in New York.
I think we got to cut baseball because there's some shit going on in basketball right now.
I like this.
Mets best team in New York. Give me some.
Yes,
give
sir.
Me some.
You know it.
Wow.
You know it.
Fuck the Yankees. Gang, gang.
Mets versus Yankees World Series, calling it.
Word, me too. I'm calling it.
I'm calling it.
I say Mets Red Sox.
All right, so we're going to go to our basketball. Okay. So... First pick, the Magic picked
Paolo. Right?
Paolo, he was projected to go second or third. They picked him.
That sucks. I wanted the Pistons to get him, but he wasn't gonna go sixth.
Yeah. OKC picked Chet.
Ooh,
that is so stupid,
dude.
And the Rockets just picked Jabari Smith.
Jabari.
Okay.
Jaden Ivey did not go top three.
Nope.
That's wild.
Where did Jaden Ivey come from?
The
G League, I think.
Yeah.
Was he G League?
Yeah, okay. He was G League.
He was G League.
Wow.
And there's breaking news that Kyrie Irving is expected to leave the Brooklyn Nets and will request a trade.
Oh, my God.
Yikes, 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 yikes.
Spicy stuff.
Oh, this is what I like to talk about. This is what I like to talk about.
It's just like, I'm going to put the draft on.
Okay, so fair. Something.
But, like, I don't know. What does that mean for Kyrie now?
Okay.
Like, I love Kyrie as a player, but, like, you can't just keep leaving fucking teams.
Yeah.
This is what I said, right? Bold statement. I don't think Kyrie leaves the Nets.
He does. He's going to.
The reason why is I don't think he leaves the Nets is Kyrie, ever since he left, who was that just got drafted? Keegan Murray.
Iowa.
Oh, wow. To the Kings.
Okay.
Congrats to him.
Yeah.
So this is what I say about Kyrie. Ever since he left Cleveland, signed with us, you know, I was ecstatic. You know, it's like we're getting Kyrie Irving, this and that.
Yeah.
Huge.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say I wasn't. Then that falls through with injuries and stuff like that. More like... And then it was Jason Tatum, you know, saying in an interview that, you know, he didn't feel respected there. Like, he came in to be a veteran role, and they just didn't see him as that. You know, it fell through, boom. And then it signs with the Nets, and it's looking pretty bright for the Nets for the next coming years.
I mean, like, bright, like, heavenly.
Yeah, heavenly. Like, it was supposed to work. Like, it was supposed to work. It was. And I was telling that, too. I was like, yo, it's going to be the Nets and the Celtics in the Western
Conference. Because the
Eastern Conference Finals.
The reason they wanted to go, because Kyrie said, I'm going to the Nets, and brought KD.
Exactly.
So what does that mean for KD now? KD's now might leave.
So now this brings up an interesting point. When Harden left, when he requested trade, he left because of things going on with KD and Kyrie. Now Kyrie is leaving. So
who do you think the problem is?
Who's the problem now? Is it really KD?
I don't know.
Honestly, if I had to say, I think it is a Kyrie problem. But the only reason why I say he's testing the market is because, like I said, the past couple years have not been too bright for Kyrie. Kyrie, we know, can play at a max level contract.
Yeah.
You know, status. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's a max level player.
But they're not going to pay him that because of what he's been doing.
They don't want to pay him that because of the last couple years it hasn't been consistent. Mm-hmm. So as a player, it's like, am I really going to take the first deal that the Nets give me, or am I going to, you know, go out into the market, see what other teams want to give me, and give the Nets the chance to either match that or give me something of that, maybe less money, but you have a no trade clause and you can opt out and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Basically, like, kind of like an, you know, yin and yang you play there. Like, I give you this and you give me that. You know what I'm saying? Because I really do see KD and Kyrie working, and especially with the addition of Seth Curry and Ben Simmons.
That's
a bomb squad. Yeah. They just need to add, honestly, think they just need to add like a six man to come off the bench and give them points.
Get like that energy back from like the 2019 season with like the bench energy.
Here's a hot take. Do you think Kyrie's leaving because of Ben Simmons?
I don't think so. I don't think it's that. I just think it's, honestly, the point is, like, he's just testing the market.
Understandable, but think about it. Ben Simmons is a point guard.
But he's not
He can play around.
That's what I mean. He can play, but, like, Ben Simmons is not going to do that.
But Ben Simmons could play the four. But that's the thing. It's like, Ben Simmons could play the four.
Yeah. He's just not going to.
He could bring the ball up a couple of times, but it's Kyrie Irving we're talking about.
Kyrie can
play the two, but it's just like, who are you going to have that point guard position that's basically going to have no role?
Kyrie's going to go to L.A.
Wait, which L.A. are we talking about? Because I'm here, Lakers and Clippers.
I think he's going to go to Lakers or Clippers. And if he goes to the Clippers, bro, your team, that's scary if he goes to the Clippers.
It would be very scary.
That's very scary. Kyrie, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. It will.
You got Kawhi, who defensive god.
Yeah.
You got Paul George, who can basically do anything. And you got Kyrie, who can get to the rim no matter what. Exactly. And he can shoot shots. And he's got a mid-range out of fucking nowhere. Like, anywhere he can shoot the ball from mid-range, he'll make it.
That's what James Harden needs.
We're not talking about James Harden.
But Jaden Ivey went to Purdue. He didn't go to the G League.
Oh.
He went to Purdue.
Oh, sorry.
I could have sworn he went to the G League.
I thought he did go to the G League.
But, yeah, I just think Kyrie's testing the market to see where his contract is. Sorry for the hiccups. But, honestly, I think he stays. I don't think there's...
Did you hear a possibility trade?
Yeah.
Because of OKC now?
Yeah.
Now,
what?
Because of OKC now?
What?
They're talking about because they drafted Chet Holmes. They can make a trade to get Russell Wilson. Westbrook back from Lakers.
For who?
And then Kyrie goes to Lakers.
No.
But why the fuck?
Get rid of Cap.
Get rid of Cap, and then I guess you'd kind of open the opportunity a little bit for Bronny to come up.
So OKC. That's not smart, though, for OKC, though.
I mean...
You're going to give up... What are you going to give up for Russell Westbrook?
I'll tell you right now.
You're going to give up Chet Holmgren.
Mm-hmm.
No. Chet would be there. He's on a rookie deal. They'd keep Chet.
Okay, so you're going to give... Who are you going to give up? Lou Dort?
I'll tell you right
now. You have to give up Lou Dort. You're not going to give up Shai.
No, you're not going to give up Shai. No way.
You're not going to give up...
Shai and all those draft picks that they freaking have.
Russell Westbrook heading back to OKC is a real possibility because they can absorb him into cap space and acquire a few more picks in the process. So they could just take on the cap from him.
But what draft picks do the Lakers have? I don't think the Lakers have that much.
But like
they would keep Chet. They'd keep who's a rookie from last year? Gritty. They keep him.
They traded everything. They traded everything with Russell Westbrook, I think.
And, like, now you might have DeAndre Ayton going to Pistons. That popped up today because he wants to become the new duo with Cade Cunningham.
That would be sick. I love the Pistons, bro. They're the only team, like, below 500 team that was ripping our ass all season.
That's fair. Jeremiah Grant had a killer season.
Oh, my God. Jaden Ivey is going to the Pistons. Yo, that's fire. That is fire, bro.
That's huge.
Man, congrats to him, man. Wow. I really like him.
Pistons are going to be a team to come up.
Damn, bro. That's such a surreal feeling. Damn, bro. That's such a, like, great feeling. Yo, good for him, man. Yo, that's going to be scary. That is going to be scary.
Yes.
Bro, you have... This is the potential lineup. You have...
Cade.
Ivy. You have Jaden Ivey. You have Sadiq Bey. You have Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have... And if you trade for DeAndre Ayton.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane.
That's a solid. And they're all on the rookie contract still, right?
They're all on the rookie contract. Lord.
Bro, and they were ripping shit last year. And, you know, they just lost Jeremy Graham, but it's just like, bro, you have...
That's okay, because they can use that pick to get Ayton.
Hell yeah. Jaden Ivey, who do you think they're gonna who do you think they're gonna compare him to? Do they still do that? They compare him at the draft?
I'm pretty sure they do.
I think, honestly, because of explosiveness, I think he's gonna be...
I don't know.
If he was more into the league, and he's been in the league for a while, but he hasn't made a standpoint for himself, I'd say like a De'Aaron Fox.
They're still talking about LeBron and Bronny going to fucking Cleveland. They're saying LeBron's extension is something no one is talking about, but is a big thing that could impact next season if he doesn't extend. Plays out 1 year with the Lakers, and we start counting the Cavaliers' cap space.
She doesn't see. Look at his speed, bro.
You think Ja Morant?
Jaden Ivey's speed is crazy.
You think Ja?
Oh, with the hair, absolutely. And with the body, just like how lanky he is and like how much potential he has to put on a little beef, absolutely. Yeah,
I think I'm... I mean, I'd say... I wouldn't say Ja because I think he's more physical than Ja.
That is very true.
Definitely more physical than Ja. That explosiveness is crazy. Oh, my God. I say Russell Westbrook. I say Russell.
Okay.
I say Russell.
Oh, Ja Morant.
Oh.
Ja Morant it is. I see it. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I see it.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah, I see it with him. So, let's go into the last time. Who's a team that has the most pressure this offseason?
The Knicks.
I could see that.
I say the Knicks just because...
You think the Knicks could grab Kyrie?
I think the Knicks could grab KD.
And Kyrie?
Nah, not Kyrie. I think the Knicks... I saw something where it was a three-team trade between the Knicks, the Lakers...
And Yeah. I saw that too.
Where Kyrie or KD goes to the Knicks, Kyrie goes to the Lakers, Russell Westbrook goes to the Nets, and... No, I'm sorry. The Lakers and Nets. Sorry, that was a whole different trade. But where basically you just swap Russell Westbrook and Kyrie.
Yeah,
you bring those duos back. I think that'll be good for the league.
Yes.
I just don't think it'll be good for the Nets. I think that's a loss for the Nets.
I think the most pressured team. I mean, I'm tired of talking about, it, but like, I think it's the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck are they gonna do?
They came off.
It's like a make or break season.
Exactly.
This year.
Like, they got all those like veteran guys, which like, if I'm being honest, like, you guys can say whatever the heck you want to say. I knew the Westbrook deal wasn't good. Oh, I knew it wasn't good. It went completely against how LeBron plays.
It was.
I thought it was okay, but until like I saw them play their first game together, terrible. I knew it was not gonna end well.
It's just. Basically, who has the ball?
Exactly.
Anthony Davis.
Like, you got three players who need the ball.
Exactly. Anthony Davis is gonna want 20 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's not gonna give up his touches.
I think
Russell Westbrook isn't gonna give up.
I said this to him multiple times. I was like, they should have traded John Wall. They should have took that trade for John Wall.
I've seen that, like a three-team deal where the Rockets get rid of John Wall. John Wall goes to the Lakers, and Russell Westbrook moves to wherever.
I think he was going back to the Rockets.
I think so, yeah.
And I think they should have took that deal.
That would have been amazing.
I think they should have took that. John Wall is sitting on the bench again next year, and he's getting paid $43 million.
Yep.
$44 million. Yeah, my bad.
27. He picked up his option. Biggest finesser in the game. Yeah, big exactly. Blood. That's my N-word.
Hugest bag.
Benedict Maturin. I don't know who the fuck that is. I ain't gonna hold you, but congrats, my boy.
I've heard of him. I just don't know how he plays.
Forward?
I don't know. You guys are probably gonna hate me for this, but I'm a Duke fan. So, like, Arizona's, like, my competitor.
Yeah, nah, I feel you.
Tenet NBA Academy in Mexico City.
Hmm. Pacers been making some decent moves. I like the fact that they kept Brogdon, but then they got Buddy Hield still.
Hold
Buddy
up.
Hield is dirty.
Hold up. He's a forward, and he's as tall as Adam Silver? How tall is Adam Silver? They should pick up a contract.
It might be
him.
A younger picture.
It's a picture. God damn.
Oh, he's Pac-12 Player of the Year.
Okay.
Fair.
What was he, number six? No, five.
I think it was number
five.
I think it was six.
Okay, yeah, because
I think Keegan, Pistons were Keegan. Five.
No, yeah, Pistons
were five.
Pistons were five.
He's six. Yeah, I think. Yeah, Pistons were five.
Let's see how he plays. Forward 6'6". Damn, Adam Silver is tall as
that's a big boy.
6'6".
Slasher.
Definitely get in there and just throw it down like crazy. He's probably good on the defensive end, yeah.
Oh, I can shoot the ball.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he had a decent 3-point percentage. I want to say it was like 37, which isn't bad for a forward like that.
What do you guys think?
I don't know. Okay.
That was clean. That was clean.
Really?
OG? Yo, you know what I was going to say? I was going to say Pascal Siakam.
That's fair. Definitely with the linkiness.
Yeah.
I was
going to
say Pascal.
Yeah.
I was going to say Pascal.
I like that.
Really? OG?
But Pascal has more of a post game.
Yeah. That's true.
That's crazy.
Okay. I kind of see it
that's
now.
That's a pretty good comparison. I like that comparison.
It is. I heard he's trying to get moved.
Bro,
OG.
OG, yeah. The Blazers could pick him up. That would be sick.
It'd be
Blazers?
Awesome.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, because they dumped CJ, and then they could have
they already have
Jeremiah Grant. They'll have Dame.
They'll have Dame at the one, Anthony Simons at the two,
yep.
Jeremy Grant at the three, OG Anunoby at the four.
Damn.
And they'll have Yusuf Nurkic.
What if Kyrie goes to the Pelicans?
Dude, I think it could happen.
It could happen.
I think it really could.
Tell me not.
Is it on the trade? It
isn't because they're banking on Zion and Brandon Ingram.
You have Kyrie, CJ, Brandon, Zion. Who's your center?
Some scrub probably.
I know Jackson Hayes is the backup. I think.
Yeah, he's a backup forward or center. They used to have.
It's gonna hurt my head now. Fuck.
They had a guy from the Jazz. I can't think of his name, but he was a backup for Rudy Gobert, and he went to New Orleans.
Derek Favors?
Yes, Derek Favors. Yep, they had him, but I know he went back to the Jazz this season.
Oh, they have Valanciunas.
Valanciunas?
Yeah, Valanciunas. Okay. I was like,
oh. But this NBA season is gonna be. This offseason is gonna be crazy.
I'm excited.
I think so.
But, yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up here. Hey, Rod's going to go to play a softball game. We're ready to go see him rip some balls.
Yep. 3-for-3 today. Gang.
What position you been playing?
I have to play first on my wrist.
Ooh, fancy.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I had to make a play, though.
I had to make a play, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to throw it. I thought my wrist was going to break, but I shoveled it. I flipped it to him.
Very nice.
I was basically.
Yeah, but I'm going to end it here. We're definitely going to have Brian on again. Shit.
My name goes back to the first episode. We gotta keep it going.
Yeah.
Definitely gonna come on again. So gonna end it here. See you guys next week, and this video will probably be out tomorrow.
Take care, guys.
Deuces.